Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than living next to Nazis.
We have such high expectations.
I dare say we are better than that. Unless, of course, you're a Nazi sympathizer.
And then that would be like the ultimate neighborhood picnic scenario.
Absolutely. And then we can't compare.
No.
So
no.
I guess it's really.
Then we suck.
Yeah. I guess like all of these, it's really subjective.
Yes.
But I don't think we have too many Nazi lovers listening to this show.
You never know.
When the host's last name is Rosenblatt. I'm going
out on a limb there.
Unless they're just trying to find out where I'm going to be next so they can end me and the show.
They're trying to, what is that, triangulate your position?
Yes, they're trying to triangulate me. Number to call in, should you choose, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You could join our chat room, The Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening on one of our awesome affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. As I already mentioned, I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. As you already heard, I'm joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Pip.
Hey.
Joe should be here very, very soon.
Yes. He's not struggling through the snows like last week, but he is probably just dealing with the other schmucks on the road.
Today, he's not struggling with the snows. He's just struggling with life. And we hope to exploit that.
As are we all.
Yeah, well, we'll get there.
Yes.
Fun show tonight. On tonight's show, we'll discuss a Nazi house in California.
Yee-wee!
A scammer with jokes in Ghana.
Yes.
And a lunatic with a potty mouth in Japan.
Awesome.
So we got a fun show for you tonight.
Yeah.
Lots of show news to get to. It's always good when we have show news. I guess the first thing we'll get to is the one that just came across my my little phone over
beep,
here.
Beep, 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 beep. Oh, sorry.
Thank you. You really enhanced the show.
Yes, I was doing sound effects.
I know sometimes it seems like our technology is from the 1940s, but believe it or not, it is not.
I'm like the human beatbox over here. But please,
yes,
show
you,
news.
You are. So I get a text from DJ at Talk Superstation. It turns out, starting tonight, this very night, they will now carry our full show.
Wow.
I know. I mean, because before, the people over at Talk Superstation, who we love, they would get cheated. They wouldn't get the last 20, 25, 10, 15 minutes of goodness. Oh, wait. No, actually, no. What am I talking about? Like 45 minutes of goodness.
Yeah. We always run over like crazy people.
So now they get to hear the whole show.
Before, they were suffering from Dennis Interruptus.
Yes.
And now they get the whole blow show.
Yes. So that is good news over at Talk Superstation. And I found this out. Apparently.
Yeah.
They've been playing our replays on Saturday.
Really?
I had no idea.
I had no idea either. I'd be telling people to tune in.
As would I.
Yeah.
We might have even put it in our promo.
We might have actually directed traffic there. Stupid us.
But, DJ says he told me. It's possible. I don't recall that. I think I would have picked it up, but it's possible. But anyway,
yeah.
Saturdays, 4 p.m., if you miss this and you don't feel like clicking download.
Because that's dangerous.
Or going to iHeart. Right. Or iTunes, or your Android app, or any other place where you could hear us.
All those other scary places.
You can now go to TalkSuperstation.com and listen to us sort of live.
Yeah.
On Saturdays at 4 p.m.
I think that's awesome.
I think that's awesome, too. Listen, I feel every resource that could use us should use us.
I think it's like a really good book where after a while you go back and read it again to catch the subtle nuances. I think you should listen to us twice a week.
You know what? I think you're right. I don't think enough people pick up on the nuance and the subtlety that is this show, especially the Ann Jackson segments. So much nuance and subtlety.
And
there.
We are subtle, if nothing else.
Yes. Yes. A lot of people would say, well, nothing else. But,
yeah.
But yes. So there you have that. More good news. More good news. I am told we will be having a brand new sponsor.
This is even more awesome.
Well, I don't like to compare awesomeness.
No. It's
well, maybe because that implies money.
Yes.
Money
makes the world go around. The world go around. Sorry.
It does make the world go around. So I'm told starting next week on St. Patrick's Day, we're going to be welcoming Portobello Banquets in Oakland, New Jersey.
Nice.
Yeah. So you guys, they have like a great facility for banquets. So if you want to have like, Sweet 16, company dinner, weddings and everything.
Where is it again?
It's in Oakland, New Jersey. Portobello Banquets in Oakland, New Jersey.
Very interesting.
P.S. Sidesplitting Productions also produces comedy shows for them.
Very interesting.
So, yeah, you definitely want to check that out. So we should hopefully have the first read for them next week, but we certainly want to thank them and welcome them aboard.
Really? They know not what they've done. I mean, thank you. Welcome.
No, they kind of know what they've done.
Yeah, no.
I gave them our CD.
Oh, okay. Well, then, you know what? Then shame on them.
That's some of the raunchiest stuff we got.
You know.
It's weird because I give them the CD.
Yes.
Which is very humorous. And then I point out like all the cool things and newsworthy stuff and
right.
all the appearances
yeah.
and everything. So it's kind of weird, but that's kind of the show.
That is kind of the show.
Yeah.
Raunch and publicity.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're just trying to own what we do.
Yeah.
We're owning what we do.
You know, we dealt it. We smelled it. What? Wait, what?
Mm. All right. Also.
Good thing you were at the pitch, not me.
What does that even mean?
I mean, it's a good thing I'm not trying to sell sponsors because we smelt it, we dealt it. That's not really a good pitch.
No.
No.
No. Well, you're kind of our closet co-host. We don't let you out in public.
There's a good reason for that.
I mean, the Den Faithful love their Pip Helix, but the Den Faithful have never been exposed to their Pip Helix.
No, and no, that's not true because the Den Faithful, who are friends with me on Facebook, were exposed to the dark side today.
It's never the same. The internet is never the same as the real thing.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But
to be in your presence is to really behold.
You can actually smell the bitterness from here.
Is that what we're calling
it? That's what it is.
I thought we were calling it lack of bathing, but we'll call it bitterness.
There's that too.
Okay. We like that. So we're going to do a new contest.
Okay, good.
This is the Alternative Universe Contest. You're already nice. Laughing. See, and this was inspired by a superfan who's not here. He's moving right now.
He's Trucker Tom. He's actually in mid-move.
Yes, usually he's quite lethargic and stationary, but tonight he's in mid. This is the time of the year as the Trucker Tom migrates. He is in motion. Now, much like paint drawing, you can't tell that he's moving, but he is.
If you look carefully at the Trucker Tom, you will see that its limbs are actually in this motion.
Yes.
But you have to watch carefully with these. Never mind.
That's all right. I said moving like paint drying, and that sucked. I should have said growing like grass.
Moving like paint drying.
Yeah, well, you know what? You let it go the first time. You can't pile on the rabbit now.
I know.
And then I just let you keep on talking, and you hung yourself.
I did.
But anyway, that's not the point. So this is actually inspired by Trucker Tom. See, for months now, Tom has been promoting our show on Facebook with his Tuesday posts of what will be upcoming on the show. Tom does have a fantastic imagination, and he creates, like, the interesting alternative show, which is vastly different than the one we've planned.
Yeah, you could say that.
So the cool thing is other fans have started doing this.
I know. That was fun.
Yeah. So now we're going to have the Alternative Universe Contest. Here are some of Tom's examples, and then I'll tell you all the rules.
Okay.
Some of Tom's over the past couple months. Tonight, Davin recalls how he fought the law and the law won. Joe goes on a U.S. tour and forgets to tell everyone. And Pip shares from her diary about her obsession with Steve Winwood just in time for her pending trial. For stalking. All this, scamming scammers, and much more. Listen at 6:30 p.m. Eastern anywhere in the world on www.davinsden.com. That's one.
That one hit a little too close to home.
Maybe it wasn't that alternative universe. Tonight, on an all-new GLAAD and LGBT-approved Davin's Den.
Oh, boy.
Davin comes clean about his love affair with kids television character. Joe answers the 30-year-old boy George question, do you really want to hurt me? And Pip finally talks about her new journey and what to expect in the near future.
Damn Kardashians, stealing my thunder.
Mm. All this, scamming scammers, and much more. Listen at 6:30 p.m. Eastern anywhere in the world on www.davinsden.com. And the final one that we'll read. Tonight, on an all-nude episode of Davin's Den, Davin sends his African love a rose. She sends him Ebola. Joe starts his new job as ambassador of peace in Ferguson, Missouri.
Oh, no.
Pip reveals her plan to train attack kittens to seek and destroy ISIS.
Still in progress.
All this, scamming scammers, and much more. Listen at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, anywhere in the world, on www.davinsden.com. So now's your chance to create your Davin's Den Alternative Universe promo. And you can, here's the thing. You can enter as many times as you want. But each promo must include what time you can listen, 6:30 p.m. Eastern, and on Tuesday nights. Got to include that. You have to include where they can listen, www.davinsden.com. All posts must be shared on your personal Facebook page and on the Davin's Den Facebook page.
Awesome.
If you happen to be friends with one of us, you can tag us in there, too.
Yep.
But, yeah. So, like I said, you can enter as often as you would like. All entries must be submitted by 5 p.m. Eastern on April 17th, 2015. 5 p.m. Eastern on April 7th, 2015. Winners will be determined by Joe, Pip, and myself on the April 7th, 2015 show. Final submissions will be read on the air, or the finalists.
Yes.
So if you enter and it's good, you're gonna hear it on the air, just like we do with Tom's. One grand prize winner will receive a $25 Visa, MasterCard, Amex gift card, wherever I go. And their alternate universe, here's the cool thing, their alternate universe show will be the theme for part of the April 14th, 2015's Davin's Den. So basically we act like what you wrote. So Joe would actually have to talk about what it was like to be the peacekeeper in Missouri. I would have to talk about what it was like to receive a rose and get Ebola back. Pip would have to update us on how the kitten training for ISIS would go. And it would be like, you know, the opening part of the show. I'm not saying that's what part it would go in, but like how we talk about what's going on ourselves.
Yes.
You know, what we do in the opening segment every week. That's what we do. We would do it in the first or second segment, and it would be like, what you wrote is what's really going on.
This is like the ultimate fan fiction.
Yeah.
You write the show.
Yeah. Yeah, and we will take it seriously.
Yes.
And it should be funny. So I hope you guys participate. I mean, guys, even if you don't listen live, you certainly can participate in everything.
Yeah.
So we hope we get a lot. Oh, we'll also have one first prize winner, because there are no seconds.
Oh.
So that's the grand prize. First prize winner will receive a grab bag of Davin's Den stuff, Joe, Pip, and my prize. We'll come up with something. It'll be cool. So, you know.
Oh, good. I can offload something from the horde.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. So that's what we got.
Awesome.
Should be good.
Yeah, it should be fun.
I'm excited about this contest.
And terrified all at the same time.
No, because you know what? I mean, Tom's are always funny. From what I've seen of others, have always been funny.
I know.
I like it. I want something that's good. And Joe's like, well, you know, don't make it where we're gay. I'm like, no. I mean, if that's what they want to do.
That's what they want.
But we determine who the winner is.
The thing is, yes, we determine who the winner is. And we won't be shy. I mean, whatever it is that you want us to do, we will do it.
Yeah, for the winner.
Yes.
For the winner. I mean, if it's outrageous, that's outrageous. And that's cool, and we will take it completely seriously.
Lisa's trying to bamboozle the contest already. She's going, just give it to Tom. He's the master. No.
But you know what? But Lisa, you can enter. Others can enter, too.
Yeah, there are untapped creative sources out there. I just know it.
I mean, it's basically your imagination.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and you know enough about all. And if you listen regularly, you know enough about the three of us.
Yeah.
Where you could certainly take something that's real about us and skew it in a way that's completely absurd.
Yes.
Like, you know, for instance, I had an African scammer.
Yes.
And, you know, I was deeply in love. You know Pip Healers loves kittens. You,
yes.
You know Joe hates the black people of Missouri. No.
You know Joe's girl's listening here.
No, but you know Joe has a lot of opinions when it comes to race.
Yes.
So that's what I'm saying. You could take that and run with it.
Wait a minute. You can make him the most racist member of the team for a change instead of me?
You could.
You could. Come on, people.
It's revealed Joe Curry is the ultimate is the most racist member of the team, and Pip Healy struggles to get her title back.
Wait, bastards.
But these are just certain things you could do.
Yeah.
So, you know, you take some of our reality and you make it completely absurd.
Lisa says, oh, God, you don't want me to use my imagination. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Because you know what? Our brains are tired.
Yeah, you know.
Step up, people.
Yeah, really.
Stop expecting us to entertain you.
Wait, what? Isn't that what we're supposed to do here?
Shut up, you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, actually, we will be entertaining you. But they're like, they get like writing credit.
Yes, they do.
So, anyway, enough about that. So, I was home alone this weekend.
Oh, no. I'm making the face for Home Alone.
Burglars were coming in. Yeah.
You spilled marbles all over the floor.
Well, I did that anyway, but that was just hoping when the wife and kid would come home, they'd slip on it. No, I don't get a lot of Home Alone weekends.
I know. So masturbating all day, or did you get anything else done?
Well, my wrist does hurt, but it's not that wrist. My right wrist is killing me. When I was a kid, I was playing like stickball on a field. And I guess we were, like, running the bases, too. And, like, I slipped, and I fell, and it all went onto my wrist. Like, my wrist went back.
Oh, bending back. Yeah.
And it's never healed. So, like, it aches. Sometimes I have, like, no strength in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's really hurting right now for some reason.
You know what? The change in barometric pressure wreaks havoc on human bodies.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it does. It's like if you've broken something and you have like a bit of arthritis in a joint.
I mean, nothing showed up years ago when they checked it.
Ah, you're getting old now, son.
No, it's hurt the whole time.
Oh.
Like, I remember even, like, in high school when I played ball, when I played, you know, I'd have to have my wrist taped up sometimes.
It's a soft, it's probably a soft injury, and so it just, it won't show up on, you know, that kind of scan.
Could
but
be.
It still doesn't mean that it's not going to hurt.
It does.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It hurts quite a bit.
I know. Nothing shows up on my x-rays, but I had whiplash a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, and so my neck has never really been the same.
No.
People just kept crashing into my car for some reason. It was like I had a bullseye.
I can think of a lot of reasons.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't know me.
It's about the size of a bumper car. It's a cute little car.
It is a cute little
car.
And
it's got that pole coming right through the middle of it.
And the fact that I can go around in circles.
Yeah, I could see that.
Bump into the other cars and laugh at them?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
No, okay. So I put out on Thursday on Facebook that I had nothing to do on Friday night. Saturday I was working.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Something you saw.
I saw. Couldn't help you.
No, nobody wants to. Well, this is what I realized. The only people that want to hang out with me live very far away.
I know.
Like, a lot of them were from other countries. like people like, yeah, I'd love to hang out with you. Oh, it's a shame about this ocean between us.
Oh, you know, well, you know, like you, all our fans in Ghana, they probably would have loved to hang out with you.
Yes. I think the Ghanaian fans would have had different interests.
Or the Benin Republic.
Yes. And the people that actually do live within driving distance either don't want to hang out with me or they got some lame excuse.
Oh, yeah. like what? Like childcare?
Like, you know, like it's cold.
Well, since you
or I got stuff going on.
Yeah, well, yeah. People have stuff going on.
Well, I mean, I didn't put out the call to the last moment.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
So on the one hand, it's like, oh, all these people want to hang out with you. And on the other hand, it's like, but they all know they can't.
Right, right.
It's like, I feel like I should move to their neighborhoods just to spite them.
Yeah, it's like...
Hello, Joe.
What's this all about?
I had Friday night off, and I put out the call for people to hang out with
his
me.
His Friday...
See? This is why he couldn't be Andy Richter.
Could you see if the phone rang and it would ring the cobwebs off the hook? Sorry.
We were talking about the next project... For the show, the next incarnation.
Well, I heard the alternate universe thing. First of all,
this isn't about that.
Oh.
Hold on. This is before the show. The next incarnation of the show. And she's like, Joe could be your Andy Richter. And I'm like, no, he can't, because Andy Richter's not mean.
And
as soon as you walk in, there you go. As if on cue, being the douchebag that you are.
It was too perfect. It really was.
So now you may continue with your douchebaggery.
That's not true. Could you see the spiders going, we just built a house on his fucking phone.
Nobody calls him.
Nobody calls him. Sorry.
They could have used my cell phone.
Oh, God. I got to say, the peacekeeper, the peace liaison of Ferguson.
Oh, my God.
While Pip talks about her new journey. I almost slammed into a pole.
Damn it. This close.
So close.
See, that is what I'm saying. There's still room to improve.
Yes.
At least it was all concerned. You know, Tom's the master. No. He's still here, Joe. If Tom was just a skosh funnier. I don't have to deal with this meanness right now.
Oh, I tell you something. I had to pee so bad. You ever get done peeing and you come out of the bathroom and you look like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music? The hills are alive with the sound of urine.
Yeah.
Oh, feel like a new person. You feel like you've been reborn.
Are you sure your car's parked legally? You want to go check on that? He adds meanness in urine to the show. Drink your Red Bull and choke on it, stupid. Yeah, I got a show going. Awesome. This is why he can't be.
Oh,
we have a guest on. He's talking about, I got to piss like a wizard.
But wait, he's like Andy Richter in the alternate universe, you know?
Well, for alternate universe, if we ever do an alternate universe type of show like that, sure.
No, I mean all the time.
Why don't we do a show where I have to be nice during the whole show? And what you could do is talk about liberalism and how great it is that I have to sit here and go along with it.
Oh, well, here's the thing.
3 hours and it explodes.
There are certain people in your life that would welcome that. Because what it would do to your heart and probably cause an aneurysm. There are other people in your life that would be very upset with me for doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I'm not, I can't say I'm against that idea.
Yeah. We have, Joe's going to be nice today. Let's talk about Hillary and how great president she'll make. Joe, I think that she will be good for women's causes. And
you don't have to do that. You just can't say terrible things.
Yeah.
But I think us being nice for a full 3 hours or three plus hours, as the case may be, would kind of ruin the show.
Oh, yeah, it would. Yes, it would.
Not that you got to be a dick all the time, like when you first walk in. I think within reason is fine.
Within reason?
Yes.
No, it's what the people want.
I don't know. No.
Yeah.
I'm a person. I'm right here. I did not want that.
That's what the people want.
So you couldn't get a date on Friday?
As it turns out, I could not.
No.
I mean, you can always go to Ye Old Comedy Club and hang out, I guess, but...
Yeah, why do you want to do that on a night off?
Exactly. I didn't. So here's what I did instead, because nobody would hang out with me.
Now I feel bad I goofed on him.
No, it's all right. It's fine. I mean, a night off is fine.
Yeah.
So...
You made him cry.
All right.
Well, let's get to what I did instead, but I also figured out something about this weekend. I have never brewed a cup of coffee.
Hello?
I've drank coffee, obviously.
You've never made yourself coffee.
Well, before we get the lynch rope,
I like the fact that that's definitely happening.
Oh, yeah.
What am I? Like, an ISIS capture?
Well, no,
I'm in
no.
the cage, bad shit's coming.
No,
but before we burn you, here you go.
I'm telling the kid, no, leave it in the truck for now. Let's talk. you're not a big coffee drinker, are you?
No, I don't drink it every day.
How many cups you have a day?
None.
Then I would, the fact that you really haven't brewed a cup of coffee is really not that, you know, amazing.
You are a fucking alien.
I want, stop right the show right here. I want the court to know that the man you just labeled a prick was very nice to you about this, and your pal here, our pal here
wait, hold
just
on,
laid into you.
You're absolutely right. And did I tell you I was taking her to television? I don't need this shit, people. Listen, Kinnison, back the fuck up.
Really? You have never made a cup of coffee.
Well, I'm glad she heeded that.
Yeah, like I care.
I mean, but you know what? Your indignation is right because I have entertained.
Yes, and you have drunk coffee, so people always have
seldom
to
in
make
my own
you
home.
The coffee.
All right, I got
seldom in my own home. Do I drink coffee?
Okay, I'm not trying to go for the joke here, but you said you have entertained. You made.
I can't believe I fed you that. Thank you, Joe, for letting that go.
But you wanted. I'm not taking a bite because I mean, entertained has had people over,
yes,
right? Now,
yes.
Wouldn't you know?
He does
wouldn't
a lovely
your wife
soft
make
show.
The wife. The wife
right.
makes coffee.
Okay.
Ah, that's my point.
Yeah, it's mine too.
Yeah, you never make coffee. How did you make out making your first cup
of
coffee?
Well, usually there's a roofie involved.
Look, Cosby, back up. I want to know how you made your own coffee.
I've never made my own. Have I made?
Yeah, but you.
I might have attempted it. I don't know. I don't think I have.
Wait, are you saying that when you were alone, you decided you were going to make coffee and realized I don't even know how?
I know I had a coffee maker when I was living alone. I had like a 4-cup coffee maker. I just don't know if I ever used it.
It had those spider webs you were talking about earlier. They weren't just on the phone. Wait a minute. How do I know you?
Well, here's the thing.
And you don't make
here's
coffee.
Here's the thing. There are places where you can get coffee.
I'm
like a restaurant.
I'm well acquainted with all of them.
Donuts.
I mean, it's not really that absurd. Because I'm not a coffee drinker.
Wait a minute. Are you an American?
Well, it depends if you're asking Joe. Are we doing the nice show?
No, hey, don't look at me. I feel like I'm in the alternate universe here because I'm actually being nice on this. Where I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
What the hell happened?
I don't
know.
Did
we switch bodies?
I think we did. What happened?
Oh, my God. This
I can't tell the difference
big.
Physically, by the way.
Because the whole thing, God, I feel. I hate doing this. I feel that if he...
See, it goes again. Look what you people... You've broken our gel.
I know.
His body is adversely affected by being nice.
I think my friend has affected me and turning me into a kinder and gentler Joe Curry.
It's the Tang thing that affect the truck of Tom.
Yes. It ruins
people.
If you
people want this show to be good, stop putting out for us. God damn it. But people that normally would put out for us in some way,
yeah,
fucking withhold. You're fucking up the show.
I'm turning into like the docile Joe Curry now.
I know,
well,
Marshmallow.
Let's not get crazy. You were still a prick within 5 seconds of getting on the mic.
But I'm turning into a honey bunch right now.
Yeah,
because,
you're delightful.
Yeah, because like I said, if you don't drink that much cup, you only get in the cup, your chances are you'll be getting that cup mostly at a 7-Eleven, at a Dunkin' Donuts, a Quick Shop.
Right, or like, I would drink it at diners. That's
look
right.
at what you did, Joe. You made me release the Kraken.
I know.
Nobody wants to see you, Kraken. Put that Kraken away. We've heard enough about that Kraken.
Yes.
Listen to Slumber Girl.
There's a Kraken within the Kraken.
Yes. We've established that, too.
Yes, we have. Oh, my God.
If your ass was on Game of Thrones, they'd go, enough. The Red Wedding was one thing,
was
but this is too much.
There is no area left unturned on this show.
That's
we go where
true.
No man has gone before.
We don't know that to be fact.
No, that's still true.
All right.
Sure you say. No, yeah. The reason I put it out there, because I kind of did expect Pip's reaction, because it is kind of absurd for a 40-year-old adult to have, and I cook. It's not like I don't cook.
I know. This is why this is just, like, so odd. Like, hot water.
Boy, Matt, that was
beans.
My wife. This was my wife on the show. I don't do that either.
But I bet she has at some point.
Talking about dust, she'll pull the pan out of the cupboard and go.
Well, Joe obviously doesn't either, because he's talking about making coffee with a pan.
Yeah. Well, at least she's blown something recently.
Joe, what are you going to do, fry up those beans and then press them?
I mean, no, I cook for myself.
No, I know you do. I know you. Well, you have no choice.
You eat.
He'll die.
Yeah, waste away. We can't have that. But it is kind of absurd that a 40-year-old man who does drink coffee, never, seldom in my own home. Like, I just bought, like, iced coffee for the first time for the house.
I don't like iced coffee.
No.
I want my coffee hot.
Coffee hot, okay. You have to start with it hot. Even if it gets cold, I'll still keep drinking it. But I don't like iced coffee. You know why? Because the ice cubes ruin it.
Well, here's the thing. You can actually have it without ice.
Well, yeah, you could.
That's if you leave it for 3 hours.
No, you can buy it in the supermarket.
Oh, really?
Iced coffee, cold coffee without ice.
Yeah, no, you can. But
I know, I did.
They're not necessarily good.
Mine's good.
It is?
And it's made with soy milk and almond. Soy and almond milk.
I'll test that.
I got to get more.
Yeah.
Then you can test. You can test.
You dangled the carrot and then you don't actually
I dangle
it.
My carrot every week. Nobody bites.
I will. Tonight I would.
All right. it got me to thinking. Is there anything that you guys in your life that a normal functioning adult of our ages probably has done that you've never done?
Oh, God.
Like, it's just
sure.
an everyday thing.
I have trouble telling time.
But you tell time.
I do, but it's awkward. It takes me a long time to figure it out.
I don't know if I've ever successfully changed a clock on a microwave.
If the big hand's on the 12 and the little hand is pointing to a number, I know what that
means.
No,
but you have no. But I'm like a thing that everybody that like some people never drove a car.
Oh,
and there are
true.
Is it like an everyday thing that you just have never done? There has to be. I can't be the only one, or I can.
You could be, but I mean, let's see. That's a tough one because you don't know what you don't know until you go to do it and you go, oh, hell. I mean, I know I don't.
Have you ever scrambled an egg?
Yes.
I cook. I don't think I've ever scrambled an egg.
No.
I scrambled an egg.
Have you ever barbecued on a grill?
Yeah, but I don't do a great job at
it. I didn't ask you how good you were at it.
Joe?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I have barbecued, and I'm the fucking man, to tell you the truth.
Sure you are.
Awesome.
Settle down, Guy Fieri.
I'm sure he has. The Breakfast Club doesn't run on coffee and,
oh, yeah, cause the Sunrise
liquor
Club,
alone.
Yeah, because the Sunrise Club, basically, if they're having the card game down there, I'm not really a card player, so if you're got grill duty, sometimes Dennis will give the call that the card game is over, and whoever's on duty fire up the grill. And I've been on grill duty and stuff like that.
That's where I figured you probably got plenty of training. Yeah. Let's see, what don't I? I have never mowed a lawn.
That's a good example. You've never mowed a lawn.
I've never mowed a lawn,
and you've had lawns your whole life.
No,
when you were living with your brother, you had a lawn.
Yes, we did, but that was his job.
Clearly, because you never mowed one.
I'm afraid of traditional lawnmowers.
Well, what do you mean by traditional lawnmower?
Like,
well,
if there was a goat out there, you jump on its back? What?
No, okay. I should go back. You know the really old-fashioned, non-gas, they were just blades that ran in
a
circle?
One of those.
My nana had one of those, and I would walk around with that. But I've never, started a lawnmower and then run around
with it. So you've mowed, but you've never started?
The old-fashioned wheelie thing. I've never started a lawnmower.
I've only used electric lawnmowers. Never used gas.
I had one of those, but I left it behind in the old house.
Did you mow with that?
No. That was his job.
All right.
No, I don't like mowing. I'll snow blow, but I won't mow.
That'll linger longer, yeah.
Thank you, Lisa. Push mower. Thank you.
Yeah, push mower.
Thank God she was here to clarify.
Oh, I know. But no, you know what? Lisa has to be here every night so that she can fill in the words I can't think of.
Okay. Joe, what have...
I really can't think of something that I haven't done.
Oh, that's true. Have you ever baked a cake?
You got me. Okay, yeah, I never baked a cake.
I don't think
okay.
I've ever baked a cake. Well, that's not true. I'm sure I did when I was in 7th or 8th grade in high school. I'm sure I did when I was cooking.
In home ec?
Yeah, in home ec.
Can I bring up something that I've never done, but it's in recent...
Kissed a girl with your eyes open?
That was the
patented joke.
Don't expect me to answer the phone on a Friday. But anyway, I had...
I didn't ask you, did I? I'd rather be alone than hang out with you, creep.
I knew I was working. But anyway.
Were you?
Yeah.
That's right. You got a last-minute call. Yeah. Tom Papa needs somebody to go, and now you're headlining.
I was in a club.
What?
Yeah. At least I was in a club. But anyway.
Well, they know who's open last minute.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. So here's the deal. With recent technology, if I'm hanging out at my house and I go, I want to watch a movie, I would not have the slightest clue how to do it.
A DVD player?
A DVD. I would not know how to go to a... There's no more Blockbuster. I don't know how to go on Netflix. I've never done
anything.
So
unless it's on TV, you're at SOL.
Right. I mean...
That is remarkable.
I have to admit, me too.
I mean... And,
never a VCR?
No,
well,
VCR.
Well, let me clarify this.
You have a VCR.
Let me clarify this. I mean, I have my VCR player. I have a DVD player. But if it was a recent release, like a movie that came out that you know, you would need to... that it previously you would have to go to Blockbuster or something like
that. So you've never Netflixed.
I never Netflixed.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that.
No,
I
Red
don't,
Door,
I don't, yeah.
Red Box.
We went to Red Box once.
I have no clue how to do any of that.
You know, you could go to the library and they have DVDs there.
I know.
And they're free.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. But they're not really new releases?
Yeah, no, they got new releases.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But just like the thing now is to Netflix a film. You know, I'm going to Netflix. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't have the...
See, I don't think that's that remarkable because of your generation and the how new that technology is.
But the thing is, it's how you have to do it now.
Well, no, you could still buy a DVD or Blu-ray.
But if you want it, a recent release, it's like a rent. I want to rent a movie.
And you've never watched a movie on demand at your home either.
I never watched it on demand. I never figured out how to use a Netflix. So in the capacity of I want to rent a movie tonight, I would not know the first thing to do.
You know, there's one of those red boxes in front of my supermarket.
Yeah.
And I see people there all the time doing whatever they're doing. I don't want to be like a creeper and stand and look over their shoulder while they're doing it to learn how to do it. But I get this ATM trauma. Like, if I was standing there trying to figure it out and somebody knows how to do it and they're standing behind me, I would be so freaked out. I can't follow
directions. I would be the same way. I would be the same. I don't want some guy behind my back while I'm trying not to be an asshole.
Yeah.
The wife and I figured out how to do it for the first time in November.
And what's that?
Oh, okay.
What's
the red box?
The
red box?
Yeah, because they're all over the place. We want to get, I think we want to get, the thing, the Mockingjay, the Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
We want to watch one of the Hunger Games movies. I don't think it was successful because they didn't have it, but she did. Now, I didn't actually do it. I was standing over her shoulder and watching her do it.
Yeah.
It's new and scary.
Yes.
I got to bust your balls.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
It's pretty straight. And the next chapter of your life, this might be something you want to mark down as a goal.
I might, because let's say hanging out with somebody.
Somebody.
Well, my pal. Me and my pal.
Sure, shave together. Maybe. Yeah.
I'm with my pal. Well, yeah, I'm with my pal. We want to Netflix a film, and I don't know how to do it. I'll feel like a complete and utter idiot.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to do it either, according to the chat.
That's funny.
I was in the middle of typing. Joe's girl, can you teach him how to do this? And she's already popped up. Same here. I don't know how to do it.
But again, I don't think that's that outrageous. The fact that you don't know how to use a DVD player, that's a little crazy.
Well, no. Hear me out. When I meant that in the generalization of renting a film. A DVD player I've got. I've got a DVD, you know, that's a piece of cake, a VCR. You know,
not to everybody. It's not a piece of cake to everybody.
Mm. But.
No, I suppose it's not. But I mean, it is one of those, you know, I mean, you know, we're not this ancient that we don't know how that email thing works. But I still don't know how to do certain things, like how to when people start talking about, oh, there's things in the SoundCloud. I'm like, oh, crap.
You Dropbox. You're a member of Dropbox.
I know.
James taught me that a few years ago.
Yeah,
I didn't
those
know.
Things are intimidating to me. I have to sit there and
I don't
stare
think Joe's ever been in
while.
The cloud. His head's usually there, but I don't think he's...
No, I never used the Dropbox. I think... No, I never did. I never did.
Yeah. All right. I just thought I'd bring that up.
Yeah, no, you're not alone. I mean...
Well, on Friday I was.
Yeah. Sorry about that, dude.
So, the wife was out and everything?
They were in Jacksonville, Florida. For her aunt's 99th birthday.
Holy oh, my smokes. God.
Next year's 100, so I'll go down for
we,
that
we
one.
We could do the math, yes.
Yeah, we...
Well, so hopefully it's 100.
So you're ready to roll the dice on that one, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, 99th birthday, we go, why don't we wait till the 100? No, time is up the essence.
Yes.
I saw her a couple years ago.
I would be celebrating every month at that point. I'm 99 in a month, you know.
Well, I got a gig, which brings me to my next thing. I got a gig for the Saturday night. Mm. So I'm in Bozeman, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And this scenario's happened before. Joe will tell you I have a merch pitch.
Mm-hmm.
he really loves it, by the way. Big fan of Pete's.
Oh, I know.
So the woman on during the merch pitch, she's going, I want a shirt. I go, well, you can have one with cash. I don't show these to go, nanny, poo poo, you can't have this.
No, no,
I have an agenda, and it's to give you one of these, but not to give you, just to offer it.
Now, just to clarify, now, is this a good-looking girl, or is this, like, Scary Mary?
I don't know. At this point, I'm focusing on my shirt.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just thinking, you know, well, you could have parlayed it into at least a view.
Who am I to judge? She's like, I go, I want a shirt. I'm like, well, you can have one with cash. She goes, well, I should get one for free because I asked first.
What?
That's the logic.
Ugh.
I say, well, I want a blowjob and I should get one because I asked first. I'm just using logic back.
Doesn't that work?
So then here's the part where it goes south.
Oh, no. Oh, so to speak.
Yes. And then a guy with a mohawk walks onto the stage, and I didn't realize what was about to happen.
Oh! Oh!
Apparently he was offering. Now, we're talking about a guy here who's had chicks throw money at him, gets chicks to flash him. Has gotten chicks to make out on his beck and call during his show.
How do you know all this?
No, this is what I've done.
Oh, and you?
This
oh,
is
yeah.
me. I've done this. Because the stage is a very powerful aphrodisiac.
Yes.
Yeah, but, you know, when you're on that stage, you can if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And the set is good enough. And they like you enough.
I've seen him where he was hungry and food started flying onto the stage. So I've seen magic happen. And they all thought they were ghosts in the audience, too. They thought he was another ghost because they kept saying boo.
Oh, my God.
This is why he can't be Andy Richter.
No. You're back, Joe. You're back.
Yeah, you got that niceness out of your system, did you?
Yeah, fuck that.
You know what? You know what? We might have to do a full show to see if
sorry,
Joe can be nice. Oh, why? Did she tell you to be nice?
No. But she's made me a nicer person.
No. No, she hasn't.
No.
Maybe in her presence, but that's because she hasn't signed a contract yet. Wait till she spends some quality time with you. No. Wait till she sees you wake up and go, God damn it! Then she'll know there's nothing she can do.
Hey, nice joke. I was spitting Red Bull on your new carpet.
Well, don't do that. Then I would have said, God damn it.
That was literally a spit take.
Listen, she might be all sunshine and kisses and flowers with you, but not for nothing. I spent over 15 years with your stupid ass. You're a prick. That ain't changing. She might be the best kisser. She might have supple hands and a sweet tongue. It don't fucking matter. She ain't going to change. You can be changed when you want something, but you can't change who you are. You're a prick.
Just remember, Davin's seen you first thing in the morning a lot more than she has.
Exactly. A lot more.
I'll never forget that morning. I wake up, I hit my head in the headboard, and I wake up, God damn it! And he's like, you haven't been awake for 7 seconds. You haven't been awake 10 seconds, and you've had it, and you're pissed already. I go, that's my life. I haven't stopped. I want to go back to bed.
Meanwhile, I've been up for an hour working.
Yeah. It's like, good morning, sunshine.
Yeah, so not for nothing, Joe's girl. You ain't seen nothing yet.
That's not true.
So tell us the first time you guys woke up together.
No.
What? We're all ears.
No.
No.
No, all right.
Items have been lost in divorces.
Houses have been lost.
Guess Joe won't be sharing all now.
No, no.
So, yeah. I guess the missus saw the Facebook post the other night.
Okay.
She's like, why are you always asking for blowjobs on Facebook?
No, you're not.
No, that's more of an Instagram thing.
How did you get the Mr. Mohawk back off the stage?
Well, how did he get, why did he come up there?
I guess because he was either wanted to get the shirt via blowjob, or he was having a funny. I'd like to think he was having a funny, because he did not get the shirt, and I did not drop trowel. I still had to finish out the show.
You left with your dignity intact, did you?
I don't know about my dignity, but my zipper was. I don't think my dignity was intact at all.
Your male mouth virginity was intact.
I mean, but think about that. I mean, I've gotten chicks to make out and feel each other up on stage. I have gotten, and this video you can see, it's on my Davin Comedy website. I have gotten bachelorettes to give waiters lap dances during my show.
Oh, my God.
My pimp hand used to be... I have gotten scammers to go have multiple video chats with me.
Yes.
Now I'm reduced to Mohawk Man offering
the Mohawk guy on stage looking for a t-shirt. How the mighty have fallen.
That's what I'm saying.
And you know what the real shame is? He was free Friday.
Oh. But I didn't meet him till Saturday.
Yeah, I know. I know. Karma's a bitch.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
So I'm lonely, and the only guy who wants to hang out is Mohawk Man.
Not the only one. The only one brave enough to make it up
there. Him and Stupid on the couch, passing the popcorn. You know, oh, that Mohawk tickles when you go to get the popcorn.
I could do worse. He was in good shape. Young.
I like how you're sizing up your options with them.
Listen, you got to keep all options open. Good news is I did sell a lot of merch that night.
That's awesome.
And a lot of people very interested in the Davin's Den radio show.
Good.
The CD, so that was good.
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 So, Joe, what's going on with you?
Well, I was working Saturday night, and I got...
I was working, too. Friday night was the night for the dig.
Okay.
I didn't know if there was... Okay.
I just felt I was working at this one place, and the funny thing was I was supposed to be the first act up.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be another act and stuff like that. And
how many acts? Three-act show?
It was supposed to be a two-act show, but there was going to be a guest spot doing 15. So I had to do 15. I had to do 15 and then have the other act come up and do 15 and then go back up and do another 15.
Mm. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
So they didn't want a tag team, but that's where one comic passes off to the other comic.
No, so I'm like, oh, boy. And the guy that was middling was a very good act. Very good act.
You were middling. He was doing a guest spot.
Here's the thing. It's the perception of what an audience thinks the middle is.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, because I went up and I did a killer 15.
Yeah.
Now the other guy went up was very good, and he was one of these kind of had the long hair and the beard, and he had a very good set. Now me, I'm in a contrast. So when you go up already, the audience could care less about you anymore.
Yeah, they're done with you.
They're done with you. And after this guy goes up, who had a great set, he's a good looking guy and stuff like that. I'm saying to myself, they're really not going to want to see my ass again.
It's never stopped you before.
It has not, and it didn't stop me this time. I went up and I had a great second set.
Great.
But the show is over, and the perception of the crowd. See, I'm sitting there just telling myself, wow, I got put in a spot, and I wound up nailing it.
Yeah, but it's not a spot that you're unfamiliar with. I mean, it's a hosting spot. You wound up being the host. You've done that before.
But here's the thing. It's that second. When you're doing a middle spot between the other actor, it's usually a five.
Yeah.
And they don't want to really see you anymore, but you can.
It's tougher.
But the thing was that second 15. And the second 15 was stronger than the first 15. I felt good about myself. I nailed both sets. But the perception is that the other guy was the middle act. So people are walking there, taking pictures with him, and it's like, have a great night. Oh, you knew where the bathroom was, you know?
Hold on. I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah,
you just said he was good looking.
That could
they want to take pictures with the good-looking guy, not Shrek.
That could be true. You know, that could be...
No,
they have truth, too. And also, one guy goes up to him and he goes, never heard of you before. And then he looks at me and goes... I know who you are. I'm like, what am I, John Dillinger? Fuck you.
I know who you are.
No, but that's good that they know who you are. That's a compliment.
Yeah. No, it is.
Not when they say it in an accusatory way. But
that's the way he said it. I'm like, I know who you are. Nah, see?
I know who you are.
He might have heard you on this show. He might have seen you at that club before. He might have heard you on Anthony's show.
But it's just like, you know, it just felt that and it's kind of a selfish thing. I didn't feel I was getting my due.
That's not selfish.
No.
Anybody who does what we do has a certain amount of ego, and you want it stroked. You're not hanging out to look at the asses go by.
Yeah, you know.
You want somebody to slap you on the back and say, nice job. I appreciate it.
You know, and after I did two solid 15s,
I felt good.
And it dawned on me, well, the audience doesn't know how comedy works.
No, I understand you being hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in a heart, I'm like, yeah, well, you know.
A heart, that's what the story is.
Yeah.
Unless it's like you actually were able to string together two 15-minute good sets in a row, and that's news, too.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was the point.
It was.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I, on the occasions where I still host, you don't get the same reaction.
No.
That you do, and it kind of sucks, because I'm used to, at this point, closing stuff, but I still host on occasion and everything. And there's a drop-off on the slap in the backs and the great jobs and the glad handing and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, listen, if we're actually going to take the time to hang out there after the show, and a lot of comics don't. They just, like, hang out in the back or they get out of town.
Yeah.
You know, if you're actually going to hang out there, you want people to pay attention to you.
You're hoping that somebody
will
come
up. Look at me, I'm pretty. The worst is when you have a merch table set up and people are streaming past you.
And they're avoiding your eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
Me, generally, I'm a shy person, and I'm not really a people person. You know? I know you're finding this is amazing. But so it's like when I'm there, hi, how you doing? Have a great, I'm just, you know, it's like I have to force myself, you know?
I guess you learned you should have been a prick.
Yeah.
Hi, fuck you.
Well, we're doing a show at Governor's on the 24th of April, and it's going to be my day program is kind of like sponsored. My day program, we're making it a Platsky night at Governor's, and they're renting. They've got 40 reservations and stuff like that. And that night, we're going to have a lot of my customers coming out.
Are they going to let you close?
No, I'm middling.
Why don't they let you close? They're there for you. Why not let you close?
Well, just a 40, you know, it's a 40 table, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
that's a lot of people. Yeah. You have that ability. Why?
Yeah. Why look at you suck it up.
It really hurt. Like, I actually tasted bile.
I know.
I did that.
You had a taste bile on that. You're fu- like Farzi when he had to apologize. I'm sorry. You're funny.
Damn it.
But I mean, if they're going to put like a regular comic, and if it's not a special event night, which it probably won't be.
No, it's not.
Then you're going to be the biggest
draw
there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, you know, I just want to.
It's a bringer show for Joe.
It actually
it
is.
Really
but the more
is.
Emphasis, the emphasis is more on me networking with the customers than as a stand-up that night, to tell you the truth. So
but they don't know that. The club knows you're bringing them a boatload of people. I'm sure they're not giving them a discount.
Well, the thing
are they paying you more?
Well, the thing is, we went in, we're trying to get... See, we're trying to get our customers in there. It's not a night of laughs with Joe Curry. It's a Platsky.
Never
night.
Is.
see.
I was nice once.
Doing so well.
I was nice once. You had that moment. Now back to reality. Yeah.
So to me, it's not like I want people there. It's going to be a magic night. No, I just want to network the customers. So when I'm trying to make sales during a week, it's a little easier.
Yeah, but they're going to find out what a prick you are. In your act.
Sweeten it up.
I mean, that's what you are really caught between a rock and a hard place, because you're trying to make connections and you're not very nice on stage.
You know,
nicer
what?
Than I am, but still not very nice.
And let me tell you something. I think that works against me sometimes, because I think that's why people are a little scared of me after the show.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, you think?
A lot of people go, hi, and they're like, hi, you know.
Because you seem very angry, and you are, so they're justified.
He might bite.
I say terrible things, but I don't seem angry. At least I don't think I seem angry. Except when they piss me off, then I'm angry.
Yes.
I've seen you scold audiences.
Because they deserved it. But it's one particular... Well, no, I do scold the whole audience. But I see...
Don't slink away, stupid. You're as guilty as me.
But do I seem angry? Or is it more playful?
At times. But you bring it back and are like a little bit more... like. With a wink, so that they know that you're not like, I don't know that Joe seems so angry.
Joe seems pissed off about life. Not at them. Not at the audience.
No.
But just not that. He's going to bitch about everything. I don't want to hang out with him.
But
bitching about ketchup. What do I have to talk about?
But see, I know if Joe lies down on the ground and thumps his leg, he'll let you rub his belly. But most people don't know that. What? You never? Oh,
no,
never mind.
I never.
No, you know, it's like there's a soft side to Joe, but they don't know
that.
Yeah,
we tried to get that out during the Fat O's Challenge.
No, we tried to get what was vomit. That,
successful.
So close.
So close.
New so show, close. New hard thing, horrible things to eat. I'm not against it. all right. Well, you know what? I think your feelings being hurt. Not that they were hurt, but you just it's disappointment.
It's one of those nights where like you work your ass off and you're like, ugh.
People never really appreciate the guy who has the toughest job, which is the host.
Yeah, you know,
never appreciate that.
No.
But I made it up last night. I went to see Billy Joel. What a great show! What a great show!
Is that the first time you've seen him?
Yeah, unbelievable.
You like his show?
Yeah, really, really good.
I've seen him twice. Here's the thing about Billy Joel, and I liked it both times. Billy Joel was the one I said where he was grumpy with the audience. You probably saw he drops the balloons.
Yeah.
And he dropped the balloons.
Well, there's a story. Oh, that's him dropping the balloons?
Well, anyway, I saw him at Madison Square Garden where you saw him, and I've talked about before in the air. I saw him when he did that 12 straight days at Madison Square Garden. That was the last time I saw him. And they dropped the balloons, and people were popping the balloons, and he's trying to do his show. He's recording a DVD at the time, and he got pissed off. He's like, and so he starts playing Pop Goes the Weasel, so everybody will do it, and they're still not complying with his wishes.
Uh-oh.
So he got like kind of angry about it. So
wow,
yeah, well,
yeah. No, he I think he's getting turned into that testy old man.
Have you seen Billy?
I have.
No,
and
he
didn't
having...
seem particularly friendly.
He's not a warm, friendly guy.
No, no.
You know, because the business is beating him down. You know,
then stop doing fucking shows. You don't need the money.
He likes playing.
No, he likes money. if you're constantly yelling at everybody and you're dropping balloons and you don't think animals are going to pop them, what are you?
But
new?
Here's the ironic thing with the balloons, right? I go with my buddy Dennis. And Dennis was kind enough to get me the ticket and stuff like that. And we had a good time going out there. So we get there, and they're dropping these balloons.
Yeah.
And Dennis hates balloons.
Does
he? Hates balloons?
Dennis hates balloons. And I don't blame the balloon.
I don't blame him.
It was like you were watching a show in Party City. It was driving me.
That's another thing I've never done. I've never successfully tied a knot in a balloon. I was going to say balloon knot, but that would have been dirty. I've never successfully tied a knot on a balloon.
All you hear is,
shit! Yeah! Yeah! I mean, have you guys done that?
Yes, I could tell.
Yeah.
I haven't done a lot of things. Anyway, go on.
I don't know what balloon nut means, though.
A balloon nut's an asshole.
Oh, is?
Look
yeah,
in the mirror.
Looks like it. Wait a minute. Mine doesn't look like that, and it's been totally recorded.
No, well, you can't tie a knot in a cracked one.
Look in the mirror.
I know.
Usually that type of vile girl and bile goes towards Joe. Joe was happy to watch that fly out at somebody else.
I know, bam.
Joe's like, oh, it is funny when it's somebody else.
But so this next story is going to contradict Billy Joel being grouchy and me being a warm teddy bear. So anyway, all these balloons are dropping, and Dennis goes, balloons are bugging the shit out of me. So
what a weird person with issues.
No,
he was touched by a clown.
He keeps he keeps popping the balloons, right?
Yeah.
Billy, no like.
Well, no, yeah. But there was this asshole in a Rangers jersey.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Let's go, hey, douchebag, stop popping the balloons. And he turns around, fuck you. So another balloon comes around, and he pops the balloon because it was bugging the shit out of everybody in our little section.
Yeah.
It was driving
us. Your pal's being an asshole.
Yeah. So, no, he was actually a hero. He was doing a good thing, you know, because the balloons were bugging.
He's doing a good thing by interrupting the music with the popping of balloons?
No, you couldn't hear the popping of the balloons.
Billy can hear the popping of balloons.
Oh, yeah, he can.
We've all witnessed Billy hearing. Maybe his hearing's worse in the past couple of years, but I saw him... God, well, I guess it's been about 8 years ago. All right, it's been a while.
Yeah, but he wasn't taping last night.
That's true.
You know, so he didn't mind.
Okay.
Well, then don't fucking drop the balloons when you're taping.
Right.
But that's the thing. They drop, you know, these balloons, and Dennis keeps popping them. And Dennis goes, did the guy just throw a piece of pretzel at me? You know?
This is fighting words.
So, right. Well, it gets better. So then Dennis pops another balloon, and the guy's it was like looked like he was going to throw a beer. And Dennis
what?
Turns around
why,
and goes,
why did he bring you? Because you're his biggest friend? Did he know there was going to be a rumble?
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
So the guy's about to throw the beer. You know, looks
at
like
Dennis.
Throw, yeah, Dennis. And Dennis is like, don't you throw that beer. I turn around and I look at him and I point at him and I go, I will kill you. I will kill you in front of your family. I go, either just let me out. I'll go back in the joint again. I will kill you. And I will glory in watching you draw your last breath in your own blood. Do you? And I looked at him. I go, quit. Don't look at him. Look at me. I'm talking to you. I will kill you.
You could have gotten thrown out for that.
Well,
you could have gotten arrested
the
for
woman,
that.
The woman that was with him goes, he didn't mean it. No, I don't care what he meant. You will die tonight. Do you understand me? Look at me.
And now, he was above you.
Yeah, he was like about two rows above me.
So they don't know that cardio is your enemy.
Yeah, and so, no. So, and the people are looking at me, and I got like, I'm using 6 years of acting, and I look like crazy.
6 years of acting, which you never used on a stage.
Well, I got to use it somewhere.
Listen, get your money's worth. Nothing wrong with that.
The best line there is, they just let me out.
That's
so
great.
That's what I said.
That's
just
great.
Like, I'll go back in.
Where the hell is that when you're getting heckled?
Well, and then, because I'm so used to dealing with these, you know, being nice to these assholes during weekends that want to have one. So I pointed at him, and I looked at him, and I made the sign of the cross and waved at him.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh. That is awesome.
And
oh.
I go, and the woman's like, he's okay. Now, there was a buddy next to my buddy.
Did Dennis know you had this mode?
No, he found it out. But Dennis is... but
I had no idea.
But Dennis is ruining everything because behind my back...
He's laughing?
He's laughing and giving the tongue between the things, the vagina.
No, he's not ruining it. No, he's showing how confident he is in your ability to be a killer.
That's true.
Unless he really wants you to go down on him.
No. So, but I'm, maybe. But I was staring at this guy and he's starting to look away. I go, no, look at me. You're looking... Bye. You understand
what
me?
What song is this during?
I think we didn't start the fire. But
clearly somebody did.
But
it's a perfect Billy Joel song for murder.
But I think there was a guy next to us that knew one of the security guards, and we didn't see him no more, so they took him out of there.
What?
So you threaten him, and he disappears.
And he disappears.
Well, he was throwing stuff, so... And
I figure if there's any trouble, we call Mikey Cuffs and be out of jail in 20 minutes, but, you know.
Mikey Cuffs, was that cop?
Mikey Cuffs.
Yeah. Sure, I didn't know you had that psychopathic side to you.
Well, I love it.
When I'm trying,
I'm strangely turned on.
You know what? But when you know, just,
and now I got to get the chair scotch guarded.
But this guy, but Davin, you got to understand. This guy was the typical douchebag
Listen, there's no excuse to be throwing food. But you know what? Dennis is fucking shit up by popping things. People want to hear the song.
No, people didn't want the balloon because everybody in our area were handing them the balloons to pop.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They were just hitting us
he
with
wasn't
balloons?
Being, he wasn't being an asshole and pissing everybody off. People were giving him the balloon because we were getting sick and tired of these fucking things flying around.
You got to love how Billy's... I think Billy is spite balloon dropping.
No.
Yeah, he's like, take that, you bastards!
I mean, why? I thought people liked that.
No, people hated it.
Really?
In our section,
I know
people
he hates
hate
it. Why is he doing this?
I don't know.
Me and my wife actually joked during that concert, like, well, somebody's getting fired tonight for dropping that. We said he's going to fire somebody. He was so pissed off.
But the thing about it was that Dennis goes to every one of these concerts, and he knows how aggravating the balloons are to everybody. Because he even told me, he goes, these balloons just piss everybody off. You know?
Yeah, but he keeps going to concerts, so Billy's not learning his lesson.
Well, you know, maybe then Billy's got to say something.
Yeah,
not like I'm going to speak to him tomorrow.
And he's not exactly a shy, retiring violet. You'd think that he would say something if he didn't like
the drop. I tell you, with that incident aside, that show was so good. Now, there's one thing I'm drawn on. They had their roadie. There's a roadie that worked for Billy for decades. The guy's name is Chainsaw. And he comes...
Sounds like a nice guy.
No, he's a cool guy. And
you know him?
Well, I've heard enough about him. He's a nice guy. So...
Joe Reed thing, so that's okay.
Yes.
He met him in the joint.
No,
Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, Link's a good guy. Read stuff about him.
No, but Chainsaw's been with Billy a long time. Matter of fact, I think 10 years ago, they gave him brought a motorcycle on stage, a custom Harley, and gave it to him and stuff.
I think
stuff
I was
like
at
that
show. I think because they had the Orange County Choppers deliver two motorcycles. One was the night before. And one was the night
that
I was.
That might have been a Chainsaw's
birthday. Oh my god!
That might have been because I don't think it was the one they were giving to Billy. I think that was the night before I went. And so it was probably during the 12 probably, times when he did.
It was during the 12. It was 12.
So Dennis that was the show.
Dennis told me it was during the 12 Gardens tour. Okay,
that's
so
awesome.
So Chainsaw has been with him
really
a long
didn't
time.
Affect me. I was okay.
Right. So Chainsaw comes out and they do a rendition of "You Shook Me All Night Long" by AC/DC. Billy's on guitar. Chainsaw's singing. Does a great job singing. It really was cool. Really was cool and really was different. But this is what I was thinking about today. As good as that was and a fun moment as that was, with Billy's catalog, shouldn't he have done another Billy Joel song in lieu of that? And I've just been on the fence about that. I don't know, you know.
Well, it's two ways to go with it. Well, it's a really cool live moment that nobody else gets. It's like, wow, I got to see something different.
Right. Yeah.
But then you go, well, wait a minute, I don't want to hear that. But you know what?
Exactly. Because don't get me wrong. It was
I think I would have been like, you know what? If Billy's singing the AC/DC song, that's a cool moment. If Billy's covering a song like that, you go, well, that's cool. I've never heard Billy Joel sing AC/DC before.
But the other thing is, too, with Chainsaw singing and Billy playing guitar, it's also a different moment, you know, the moment you
nobody
don't
gives a shit about the roadie.
you know, we'll change those.
I would take that. I would take seeing that. It's fun.
But
it's,
it was just,
know,
it was different. It was different and fun. But like I said, of equal importance, maybe in lieu of that, maybe they could have, excuse me, put another song in there.
Well, you know what? I mean, how long does
Billy
he play?
Only does like 2 hours. He's not going overtime. Yeah, no opening act.
But only two
hours? No, they
hours?
Had an opening act.
Did they?
Gavin McGraw.
Okay.
I didn't. I don't really know his music, so we
country
just,
singer.
Yeah, we really didn't. We didn't really come to see him. We was like getting off stage when we walked in.
Well, because he's an opening act.
Yeah,
but a lot of he has a lot of fans. He's very popular.
I know the name, and I've heard. But I'm like, eh, I could,
I think
I could
he opened for Bon Jovi when I saw him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, I've seen Billy twice. I don't need to see Billy again. I haven't tried to get any tickets and everything. Like it's fine, but I don't think seeing Billy Joel. I don't think his live performance is so special.
Yeah.
Like I like seeing a live stage show and everything. And he's good. I think everybody should see Billy Joel once.
Yeah.
And I'm glad
I'm probably going to be going again in July. Now, here's the deal.
Dennis is running out of friends.
No. The thing about it is you're not a musician, so you might not appreciate the really great musicians on that stage.
Yeah.
With the cream of the cream of the crop.
I'm going to see Billy Joel. I don't give a shit about the other musicians.
But as a musician, as a player, you do. And and knowing the history of his band, because a lot of guys are Long Island musicians on stage. As a matter of fact, Michael Del Judas is playing guitar. Now, who Michael Del Judas is, he has the number one Billy Joel tribute act called Big Shot. And they fill places wall to wall. The guy is living his dream. He wound up meeting Billy Joel, and they were doing a sound check at a place called the Paramount in Long Island, in Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
And the band's on stage. Now, Billy was not on stage yet, but the band was playing. Michael Del Judas knows every note to every Billy Joel song on any instrument and plays impeccably, just like Billy. So Billy walks in to the venue and goes, well, they're doing a sound check. How come they're playing me over the PA? And they're like, Billy, that's Michael. No, it's not. They go, don't blow. Why are they playing? Billy walk into the hall and he sees Michael Del Judas just nailing his stuff note for note as well as Billy played it.
Wow.
So he wound up, he's not playing keyboards, he had another great keyboard, but he's playing guitar. So this guy that Billy Joel is his idol has the number one Billy Joel tribute act.
Right.
Is on stage, Madison Square Garden, as his guitar player, he's on tour. And it's just, isn't a musician, it's just an amazing thing to see the master. And, you know, the student that's always idolized him.
And he gets his shot there.
And he gets his shot. So it's just, the show, that's why I want to go back. The show is amazing on so many different levels.
That's really cool. Do you know who Billy Joel's idol is?
Ray Charles.
Besides him?
Mr. Helix?
No.
Steve Winwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why did we not know that?
Why did you not guess that right away?
I guess we're just not really that interested when you talk about Winwood.
Yeah, I know.
No, Winwood's phenomenal. No, Winwood's phenomenal.
I could give two shits. So what do you think about Billy Joel? Would you say, I mean, because you
I've
seem
seen
to
him
be,
twice.
Yeah, you seem to be like more along the lines of me, like everybody should see him. It's a good time. Don't need to see it again necessarily.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting to the point where there's some people that I'm just like, I've seen them and, you know, I enjoyed it, but I don't feel this like urge to go again. There's other people that I'll go every time they're in town. Like I like to see Chris Cornell, whether he's solo or he's with Soundgarden. Or if I got a chance to see him with Audioslave, I would have gone then too. But the thing is that there's other people that's like, okay, saw them. And Mr. Helix is the same way about certain people. It's like, we've been there. We don't need to go again.
I could have had a free ticket to see Styx, who I've never seen.
Right.
But who's in the band now? Who the hell knows?
Who the hell knows?
Tell your story and I'll
Styx, Tesla, who I've seen twice, and Def Leppard, who I've seen twice. Could have had a free ticket to it. It's like, nah, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
It depends on the year. Speaking of
this year coming up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because I was just going to bring that up. Def Leppard, and you know my thoughts on Joe Elliott. Stupid might have my number again. I might go see him.
Oh, my wife said, because we're going to see AC/DC in a couple months. Yeah. It's an outside concert.
Yeah.
Bring a hoodie.
I will. Yeah, she's right.
So Putnam doesn't get a chill.
Yes. Now, the thing about Styx, when I saw and I think it was with...
Is Shaw in the band anymore? I mean,
I think he is, but here's the deal. I did not purposely go into... I was purposely late to the show because I figured the same thing you did. Yeah, Styx, you know. Who's
I mean, I like the band Styx. I like them.
But here's the deal. They're phenomenal. I saw the... I walked in the venue. I saw their last two songs, and I was kicking myself for not seeing the whole show.
Yeah,
They're really
good. I was trying to get there to see the whole show. I paid for it. I want to see the whole show.
But, I do, too.
But it's like a bit... Like I said, Styx... They were really good.
Styx has enough good songs that I'd want to say.
That show was Styx, Foreigner, and Def Leppard.
I just don't need to see Def Leppard anymore. I'm just over it.
I'm a big Def Leppard fan, and you know how I always complain that Joe Elliott can't sing and how he takes my money.
Well, I mean, you've had some of the best lead singers in front of you.
I know.
In front of you, so.
Hey, you got Michael McClinton.
I'm not David Lynch.
I will.
Yeah. He spoiled you for everybody.
He spoiled me.
Get away.
Joe's a harsh critic. You know who he's worked behind?
Walk away. Stealing songs.
I mean, Joe. I'm saying this, though. I know Joe Elliott's a big fan of our show. He isn't insulted by what you're saying.
No, I don't think so.
But, you know, so I would go see. Also, I'm thinking about seeing Rush this summer. And
Rush is a good show.
Yeah, Rush. And I'm
just not a Rush fan. I hear it's a great show. I just don't like them.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of people that I might not necessarily like love their whole catalog, but the musicianship is of such a level that it's really good to sit through.
They're
the whole
just unbelievable.
Show. Yeah, you just
and they're very lighthearted because basically they're like Genesis in their presentation. Those guys know Rush and Genesis know that the stuff is highbrow and heavy duty and stuff like that. So they don't if they go to perform it, they're going to bore the crap out of everybody. So they make, but it's true. They'll make it interesting. Phil Collins was always a great frontman. He made it lighthearted. Rush, you go see them. They got like they had chicken. They had roasters on stage roasting chicken.
I heard
and
about
stuff.
That. That just makes me hungry.
Dinner. I mean, they got dinner on stage cooking while you know they go.
That's hilarious.
Most intense music is playing.
Well, I mean, but
there's a rotisserie chicken like 2 feet away.
How brilliant is that?
I think the only band who at this point who I would see again, I always see Aerosmith. Because Joe asked me what Motley Crue's doing their final tour. And I said, you know what? I've seen Motley Crue twice. You know, the stage show is kind of cool. It's always nice to see what Tommy Lee's got going on with the drum kit. But Vince can't sing.
Yeah.
The voice is shot. He has the audience sing a lot of the stuff. I mean, I don't need it. But if you've never seen Motley Crue, you should go and see
him. Now, with that, I missed last summer. They were at PNC. They were also at a Jones Beach. And I couldn't go or I missed. I was pissed. They're going to be at Barclays this summer.
Oh.
So it's one of those things, whatever it costs, I have to go see because I never saw
Well, I got
before.
Our AC/DC tickets.
Yeah, we'll talk after the show.
Apparently, it's going to be an installment plan. After the show. Never good. Can I pay you $1 a week? Joe, it's not 90.
I'll give you I totally forgot to go to the bank.
But AC/DC was one of those that you, me, and my friend Scott, who have never seen, said, you know what? We should see AC/DC.
Now, with that being said, we have to go to the show. And the reason why is because Malcolm Young has got dementia now. He's not on tour. Stevie Young is playing guitar. And Stevie is playing good with Malcolm. He actually played on a couple of tours when Malcolm had to go into rehab and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Malcolm is done. He's the guy. The poor guy's got dementia. Okay,
that's a shame.
Brian Johnson is like 63. The rest of the band are in their late 50s.
Older than that. I think they're older than their late. I mean, I don't know, but they
I think they would say those guys are in their early 60s. Let's say, for argument's sake, early 60s, okay? With Malcolm having dementia, these guys are getting tired, stuff like that. I think this is the last go around for these guys. Personally.
I think they'll be around, but I think it's just going to get worse. But then again, you know what? You see Aerosmith every time, and it's not what it was 15 years ago.
Right.
With what Tyler's doing, but they're still good.
Right.
So AC/DC still could be good. I just saw Queen. Those guys are old as hell. They're still good.
I mean,
as long as everybody's relatively healthy.
And the funny thing about it is that with Queen, I mean, it's still good.
I can't believe you didn't want to see that.
I
asked you. You didn't want to go.
I don't know why.
Because you're an asshole.
All right. Could be. But here's the thing. For a replacement for Freddie Mercury, Adam Lambert is the most remarkable person that
that's why I said.
Replace.
I go, you know what? This is the one guy who I would
the
see.
One guy, the one guy. The one guy. That they could replace, and I think
we can't replace Freddie. There's no replacing.
But the
Freddie.
Thing about it is, there's no replacing Freddie. But he would be a good heir. He is a good heir to the throne.
Yeah.
I
think Freddie Mercury is probably the greatest rock lead singer all around out of anybody. And the Queen's not my favorite band, but if you just talk about like on stage antics, dynamics of voice, and everything leading a band, I think he's the best one. I don't think there's anybody better than Freddie. Well, the silence will be enjoyed by everybody.
I know, but it's
a radio show, so somebody should fill. Their fucking broadcaster cracked out again. They're off the air. I don't want to scare the fans after our recent history.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, damn it, they're rebooting again.
The Samcast is working, we're not.
HBB, yes.
The broadcaster doesn't work.
I've said it before. I think Freddie's best all around.
Yeah, I know. I know that you feel that way. I'm just trying to think.
I mean, his voice is so dynamic.
I mean, that was one thing, and he really did have a lot of power behind his voice, but with the stage theatrics as well, he was really so charismatic.
Yeah, that's why I think best all around. And some people say, well, Robert Plant has a better voice,
no,
or the Mick Jagger's better on stage, just that the other, you know, whatever.
Jagger can run around. Plant can't sing anymore.
But it's not about now. Neither can Freddie. Freddie can't sing anymore either.
No, well.
I'm comparing them in their prime.
Yes,
these guys in their prime, and for my money, Freddie Mercury's the best all-around lead singer.
In their prime, as all-around lead singer, with like stage presence, theatrics and stuff like that, I would put Freddie Mercury over Robert Plant.
Well, that's what I said.
You know, and let me tell you something. Zeppelin is not the best live band.
Well, you and I are not huge Zeppelin fans.
But still, back in the day, I'm showing my age, back in the day when The Song Remains the Same came out, that was based on the 76 show at Madison Square Garden. I knew some people that went, a couple of my buddies went. But when I saw the film when it first came out, I'm like, they're awful. They are freaking awful. So then it came out on VH1, and I saw it about maybe 6 years ago. I saw The Song Remains, and I'm like, all right, a lot of water was gone under the bridge and stuff like that. Why? And I still saw it and said, it was awful. And they knew it was awful because I think they held it for a while. They would agree that it was not a great performance. There was, I think,
and that's the one they released.
Well, no. Right. What they did was they had, I think it was Networth, which I've heard a little bit of, and that was a better release. But still, 10 years ago when Plant and Page went out together, they were playing a live concert
that concert. It wasn't 10 years ago.
How long ago was it?
It's more than that. I guess I saw them mid-90s.
All right, fine. Mid-90s, but I heard excerpts. I got excerpts of that show. It sounded like the worst Zeppelin cover band you've ever heard.
You can't do that stuff anymore. That's why they do the Indian theme.
And the thing about it is that when Race Odyssey, we opened up for Zebra at BB King's.
Name dropper.
Now, that night what Zebra did, they did all their stuff, but the second set was all Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. So I come out of the backstage, and I'm going up front, and I'm watching people mesmerize as they're playing the Zeppelin. And I'm like, why are these people like this? And it dawned on me because this is the way Zeppelin is played, and Zeppelin is not together. And when the rare occasion Zeppelin gets together, they can't play Zeppelin like they used to.
Right.
Zebra is able to recreate it phenomenally. Also,
oddly, though, Zeppelin can play Zebra very well.
They kill with Zebra songs.
Also, when we were doing Joe's show, he had a Zeppelin tribute band. That was phenomenal.
Really?
That was really good. Zeppelin's music is really good, but sometimes it takes guys to play it better than Zeppelin.
Speaking of phenomenal.
Yes.
Pip, I was on your Facebook page today, and it seemed like you were having a phenomenally bad day.
I was having a meltdown.
Uh-oh.
Do tell.
I have.
I didn't say come. I said tell.
Always while I'm pouring or drinking.
That's because you're always pouring and drinking.
I have such an evil, crazy bitch boss.
And this is the new boss.
Yes.
You were hoping the new boss would be better than the old boss.
The new boss, same as the old boss. Oh,
that old
my
gag.
God. No, crazy, crazy. And she's just got this suspicious nature about everything. And the thing that was, well, a couple things that were driving me, like, over the post today. Now, there's a project that we've been working on, and I've been working like a dog. And she keeps setting these, okay, I need all this done, and here's another memo about things I need done. And, oh, did you get together that schedule of stuff for that? And so it's like, jump higher, harder, faster, through the hoop. Come on, Helix, go! You know, and it's like, oh, my God. You know, she's just insatiable. And so I was at work literally until midnight last night.
Holy smokes.
You always work crazy hours.
Because there's just no way to get things done because my office has an open door and people come in and out. And it's not just socializing. They need me to stop, help them with something, and move them along.
It's amazing that you could get half a day's work done in 3 hours.
Crazy.
Because at the day program, you know, there are sometimes at the day program, there are sometimes where I'll work late.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to get half a day's worth of stuff done in 2 hours.
If people go away, I have discovered, we were talking about the technological things that you don't use. I have discovered how to watch TV on you know, Optimum TV mm-hmm. on the go, because I'll put that on my computer just to have voices in the background.
And to go with the ones in your head.
Yeah, no, to calm the voices in my head.
Well, no wonder you can't get shit done. You're watching TV all day.
No, I can't.
Yeah, I got to do what I do with my daughter. Stop
maybe,
watching
maybe
my
a boss. Maybe a boss has a point.
No, I have the TV on in the background, and I have the spreadsheets up on front on top mm-hmm. of it, so I'm not watching them. It's just like somebody to talk to, like, so I'm not sitting there alone in the office at these god-awful hours
going
like, you know, like a dog chewing on a slipper because I'm alone. You know, it's just like...
I've done
it's
that. Like David was chewing on one on Friday.
Was good,
but she just drives me so insane. The things that she asked me, why did you include this thing in this report? And I'm like, this is such a loaded question. There are so many things that she could mean about that. That means it was wrong to do it, and you're stupid. It could mean who told you to do it? Did one of my enemies tell you to do it? It could mean I had a different.
So you don't know
idea.
What she means by that question.
It's always loaded.
So why don't you ask? What specifically do you mean?
Well, you know, she won't get at that. No, you have to answer her.
Well, that would be my answer. What do you mean?
Well, it's all email.
Well, all right, I would type it. What do you mean?
what do you mean?
I'm good like that. I have a problem solver.
Several versions of that you could go with.
You could text her.
No. But there's. Why did you include it? Like, what was my thought pattern? Is literally what she's asking, but that's not what she means. So if
what
I
does
said,
she mean?
What she really meant was, did the other evil overlord tell you to put it in there?
Well, then if you know what you mean, say no. I didn't do that because of that, and move
but
on.
She doesn't come out and ask it.
But you know what she means.
Not always.
Then you don't know what she means, so you should ask, what do you mean?
But her question is clear enough that
I don't think it is.
I think you're solving your problem. The problem may be you.
No.
As your husband said, the common denominator
is
you.
No, I've talked to one of the overlords who does not like her, and he's like, no, that's what she does. That's her thing. Is she'll say,
well, maybe if somebody asked, well, what do you mean? Maybe it wouldn't be her thing anymore.
No, because then she'll come back and go, how is that not clear enough?
I know, as an overlord, as Joe would attest to, there would be times where we would get into big fights where a simple, well, what do you mean, would have solved a lot of issues.
Half the reason of the arguments that we had when I left the show. It's going to be 2 years. Wow.
It's a while.
Yeah, a while ago was because we had to learn how Davin and I communicate. Davin will write things in a way that he really doesn't mean to say, and I will. It's
an
true.
Asshole that way. These fingers have a mind of their
it's,
own.
Sometimes you do. And some, you know, that's a learning curve. And sometimes I
need to improve.
I need to communicate back. And, you know, it's like all communication thing. But it happens so tight. You remember when we were getting gas that day and you met that guy that I work with, one of the owners and stuff like that?
It's a day I'll never forget.
Right. But he is one too. Well, he'll give you, I mean, he had me working on a $100,000 project, and he gives you clues. And you got to sit there and figure out what in the.
Yeah, but why not go listen? I would be like this. If you weren't having to listen, I want to get this right for you, and I want to give you the answer that you need to know. What exactly do you mean? So you preface it like you're trying to please them. You get on bending.
That's exactly right.
You get on bending knee.
No, I do that when the question is posed in a way that I can come back and say, now, do you mean the column on page 2 titled this and, you know, the bottom line?
Yeah, but again, you're making assumptions of what
you're saying. Making assumptions. You got to go, you know, just...
Or take it a step back.
Just so we're clear and literally on the same page, what do you mean? I'll help you any way I can.
I promise you, I do this. You should see our email conversations.
I'd rather not.
It's like...
Should we read them on the air like we do with mine?
Oh, God. It's like idiots talking to each other.
Hopefully get more sponsors because she's going to need a job.
Yes. You got us a new fucking sponsor.
I understand. I'm literally stupid. You know what I'm saying?
No,
well, that's good that you did.
Check your email.
I got read the email.
You don't respond. We don't communicate. I've been waiting an answer for you for a week on something. You don't even respond back. I'm going to Billy Joel. I'm snapping a picture. Answer a text, you son of a bitch.
I'm having too much fun.
What?
I'm having fun.
I don't like that. Anyway, go on, Pip.
Say, pal. No,
kidding.
No, it, she want to forget it.
without getting into boring details of exactly what she said.
You can't help yourself.
I can't say, but this particular question was not phrased in a way that I could say, what do you mean? Because it was like,
all right, give us
what
an
do
example.
You mean? What do you mean? It was just, why did you put that in the what? Not did you mean this or did you mean that or where is this? Why did you put that in there?
It seems pretty straightforward.
Yeah, if I say, what do you mean? How did you put it in there?
With all due respect, what about the answer? Just explaining why you did that.
So I went, well, I put it in there because, you know, historically we've always done that. And it's, you know, for your particular department to decide. And I figured that if I didn't put it in there, that it would, you know, I know that you're going to go line by line and you're all going to decide which item to take out and which item to keep in. Right. And that it would be there for discussion rather than omitting it. And so I went blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I added this, that, and the other thing, too, even though nobody told me to put them in there because you need to discuss those as well. I thought I did a good job. I get back, that was not unwise.
All right.
Don't slap me in that, but I just wanted to see if other overlord told you to.
Yeah, but that's
Just fucking ask me if the other overlord told me to.
Well.
Because that will.
She doesn't want to reveal her hand right away.
Yeah, right.
Because if she did, and you did, now you're going to start to gossip and you might go to the other overlord.
Do you know how many times...
I know office politics better than you?
Do you mean I won't now? That she just came out and said that?
She wanted to see what your answer was. She wanted to get the upper hand.
She wanted to watch me spin, and then she would come out and show her hand.
Do you know how many times I when you have something that you need to do, and the list of things that you need to do, do you know how many times... At my last job and my job now, do you know to get the job done correctly, part, like, number three is have the boss hand you your ass? And then explain yourself out of it and move on to step four. And it is what it is.
Yeah.
Certain bosses like to, you know, who's got the biggest dick? It's them.
Yes.
And you, I mean, that's
but
what you
sometimes
deal
with stuff like on the one line that I have, my boss went away on vacation. I placed a small order just to keep us in stock on some stuff.
Yeah.
And he wanted to come back and place a monster order. So he goes, well, why didn't you call me? You were on vacation. Ah, well, I don't know why you placed that little order. I go, well, the order was only $3,000. And I go, and we were between stock and stuff like that. And the thing about it is he decided to wait another 3 days before he placed the bigger order. And I saw what we were doing. If I didn't place that small
you
order,
run out.
I would have been screwed.
But that's office politics.
That's office, and that's
it
what
is.
I'm saying. That's office.
That's why I don't work well in offices. Because I'm not one to suckle at the teat to make somebody feel good.
I can play the game. So in that instance, I knew that part of the process to keep stuff in stock was for him to come back, hand me my ass, say, yes, sir, I'm sorry, have him go upstairs, but know that I have shit in stock because I know he's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm there to do the job. Part of it's sometimes getting in hot water with your boss. You know, it's sometimes you have to do that.
It's a prerequisite for this show.
No, it totally is. You know what? I'm going to write on my pad at work. Step number three: get my ass handed to me.
Yeah, but you don't take it personal. It is. It's not about you.
It is.
It's about them.
You want to know something?
But it is.
It's not.
And here's why: because my coworker is getting another little thing added to her title so that she can get a better raise than me. Because she sits there and kisses this woman's ass. I do my job and
I
don't go.
It's the same thing. That's the game.
You're the most wonderful person on the planet.
But that's the game.
If I played that game, I wouldn't be here tonight. She wanted me to go to a meeting again tonight.
Let's evaluate.
No, that's dedication.
No, it is. I don't know to who.
Because sometimes you have to get you got to keep your mental health. You know,
I was like, I didn't.
That's why we're trying to get you out of there.
Although
you might be working on an exit quicker than I am.
I literally got so frustrated because these emails were flying back and forth. But the other thing that she was doing is asking something. There's two knuckleheads, her and the one that's technically above her, but it's a weird hierarchy to explain. Mm. But both of those knuckleheads are emailing me and this other person, that a consultant type person, and emailing us and asking the dumbest questions I've ever seen, and saying, well, why doesn't it work that way? Because this page is receipts. This is what we take in. And the other page you're referring to, that's disbursements. That's what goes out. And so those things on the bottom, those totals, they will never match. They will never be exactly the same. But why not? If they're not real and they're not useful, take them off the report. Oh, my fucking God. See, this page is A. And on this page are B and C. So you either order one from column A or one from column B and one from column C. Did you ever eat Chinese food, you stupid bastards? Do you not know how to do this? It's like, well, the label says this is money we take in. And the other label says, this is money we send out. They're not going
to try answering your boss in that voice.
I'm thinking about it. I was really seriously thinking about it. I had a cup of coffee. And
well, that'll calm you down.
It had gone cold. And I was walking across the hallway, and I was replaying our email conversation. And it was all I could do to keep from slamming it against the floor. I was so angry. But because I would have spilled coffee, I made it all the way to the sink. But I was so mad.
But there were some times. One time we do bids, and there was a bid, and there was a bid contract, and I was working on it with one of the owner's sons.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God he was knew everything was going on, because he backed me up, because there was a discrepancy where one of the customers complained to like a master manufacturer, and my two bosses laid into me and go, oh, you know, I thought you knew what you're doing. It doesn't seem that you know what you're doing at all, blah, blah, blah. And why did you? And I was totally in the right. And I was tempted to go, if I did things your way, I go, it would be collusion. Okay? You don't, you know, and not that they would purposely want that, but I'm sitting there knowing what I'm doing, and they just laid into me. But, you know, when you know you're right.
Yeah.
And you know that you're doing the right thing and you had to do it that way.
Yes.
It, you know what? It's not a perfect world and it's not a fair world.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and like I said, the other owner's son who knew how everything was done backed me up on everything.
Oh, thank God.
And thank God he was there. But, you know, it's sometimes, you know, and like I said, you know, Pip, a lot of times, almost every day, some of the things I do, part like step one, step two, step three, step four, getting my ass handed to me by the boss, but then move on to step five, get the order, make the profit, get a good margin, and we all move on. You know, it's the way it's business. It's the way it's done.
Yeah, apparently.
Well, we all look forward to the day when you get yourself fired, and then you can reveal exactly where you work
and
your real name. It's going to be quite the show.
I can't really.
We're going to have you in a mask, and you take the mask off.
Yeah, I know.
Pip unmasked.
What, does she kiss? All right, let's...
Wait, there's one more tiny thing?
All right, make it quick.
On the way here, got a ticket.
Where?
Oh. Yeah.
Not in Sugarloaf.
No, but it was Chester.
Oh,
again!
No!
Oh. Again!
Hold on, you got another one? I only got one here.
Yeah, so...
It's not a competition.
Two.
I've got one, too. You don't see me bragging.
Two strikes against the Chester fucking police department.
How fast were you going? It's speed limit's 40.
I wasn't. I didn't get my stupid car inspected on time.
Oh, and they set up one of their stops that they like to do.
Yeah.
Oh, they suck with that.
Yeah.
That's a money grab.
Yeah, that blew.
Let me tell you something. I passed by that town hall tonight, and I seen
did
all
you
the
wave?
No, I wanted to flip the bird. You see all the
I did.
You see all the cop cars lined up
and
all the people going, and you know that town just fleeces everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They just fleece. They really should come down. Bigger government should come down on them and say stop.
Well, you know, all right, hold on. Pip was actually in the wrong on this one.
I was.
So
I was.
I mean,
and
it sucked.
And I actually didn't notice how... I didn't know I was overdue.
Well, you had crap in front of the window. You know,
remind me about how you was a defense attorney.
Yeah, you had crap in front of the window.
I'm innocent, Honor. No.
She was wrong.
What are you doing?
I don't know. You might be able to get out of that if you go and get your thing like inspected right away and then show them that you got it inspected. I don't know if it's one of those.
Sometimes, I don't know.
Sometimes with tickets like... You should check that out.
All right.
Sometimes with a ticket like that, if you get it inspected
and
then you go back to the court, like you have to show up on the court, they go, listen, I got inspected. Sometimes they'll let you out.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe I'll try that.
That's why I should be defense attorney. Stupid. I know stuff.
That's why I'm bitter.
Oh, well, you know, hey, you know what? I work around the police with the radar detector. Love me my radar detector. Have not gotten a ticket since I've had it. Love the radar.
Well, like I said, that's...
But you can't get out of that one. Only thing Pip could have done was, like, done a 360 and gone around.
I know. It was like, no.
Some of the Duke boys.
I didn't know I was overdue.
Some stupid-ass slide over the hood of the car.
And you know what? And showing a little cleavage did nothing because it was a girl.
Well, still typically with them, it would do something.
No, apparently the girls are not up to snuff. I got that ticket.
we're sorry. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back very, very quickly with Nazi House.
You can listen to Davin's Den Live. You can listen to Davin's Den Live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, Gone Rogue Radio, hawkradio.net. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den.
On iHeartRadio, you will find all of our shows,
Plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.